Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him.
Jesus told us in John 14, verse 6, He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the one who leads us to the Father. He gives us perfect rest in His Father's house above. And when we get to heaven, we will forever talk about Jesus and how He has led us all the way.
All the way, my Savior, lead me. What have I to ask besides? Can I doubt His tender mercy?
We're learning four books of the Bible this week, aren't we? Do you remember what they are? Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. We learned last time about Philemon and how Paul wrote that book to a slave master named Philemon, asking him to take Onesimus back because Onesimus was sorry for what he had done to his master. Well, now we're going to learn about Hebrews. The Christians were being persecuted by the Jews because of their beliefs. And now these Christians were wanting to go back to their Jewish beliefs to kind of keep the peace. The author of this book, which people have not been able to decide who actually wrote it, is encouraging and telling them that Christ is better than anyone and anything. When they choose to follow Jesus, no matter the cost, then they have gained everything. Did you know that? I love the verse in Hebrews 4, chapter 16, that says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in time of need." We have gained everything when we follow Jesus. It doesn't matter what's taken away from us. It doesn't matter the persecution that we may encounter. If we follow and love Jesus, then we have gained everything. And that is the message of Hebrews. So let's review our four books for this week. Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. One more time. Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. Good job. We're going to go to our Bible lesson now. Hello, boys and girls. We have a great story to talk about today. We are learning more about the story that Jesus told about 10 young women who were waiting for a bridegroom to come, and they fell asleep. But before we get to that, let's pray and ask God to be with us. Dear Lord, we pray that You will send Your Spirit to give us understanding, to help us to dig in Your Word, just like a miner digs for gold, that we will find something precious that we learned today because You helped us. We thank You. Amen. Jesus had been telling a story about 10 virgins who fell asleep while they waited for the bridegroom to come. 5 of them had wisely brought extra oil for their lamps, but the other 5, they hadn't bothered to do that. Now the bridegroom was coming and everyone's light must be burning. What did the foolish virgins ask their friends, the wise virgins, to do? What did they say? Let's look up Matthew chapter 25, verse 8. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke,
John. So if you get to Mark or Luke or John, you've gone too far. Matthew chapter 25. It's kind of towards the back of Matthew. Matthew has 28 verses. So we're on Matthew chapter 25, and then we're going to look at verse 8. Matthew 25, verse 8. The verses are those little numbers. So let's look at Matthew chapter 25, verse 8. Here's what it says.
And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out."
They asked for oil, but oh no. The wise virgins had already put all of their extra oil into their lamps to keep them burning, and they couldn't share. The last part of the parable is very sad. Let's read verses 9, 10, 11, and 12. Matthew chapter 25, and we're going to read verses 9 through 12. So start with 9, and then you're going to read 10 and 11, and we're going to end reading verse 12. Here's what it says.
But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you."
They went out and they tried to buy some extra oil, but it's the middle of the night. Remember, the call came at midnight? So they didn't know. They're like, oh, this is terrible. And they went to buy oil. The bridegroom came, and everyone who was ready went with him. The other virgins came to the door and said, "Let us in, let us in." But they said, "I do not know you." Jesus wants us to remember that even though the time before he returns might seem really long, even though it might seem like he's taking forever, he is going to come back. That's not a question. He will come back. And being ready all the time is very, very important. Look at verse 13. Matthew chapter 25, verse 13. What does that say?
"Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming."
Jesus is giving us some advice. He's saying you need to watch because you do not know the day or the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. We need to be prepared. It's easy to think, what does this have to do with me? I mean, lamps and oil and people waiting for a groom. That was in Bible times. What about today? You know what? It may have happened in Bible times, but there's a modern illustration that we can think of. Have you ever gone camping? If you've ever gone camping, what do you not have when you're camping that you normally have in your house? Electricity, right? Normally, when you're at your house, you walk into a dark room, you can flip on the light, and bam, there's light. When you go camping, what do you use for light? You take a flashlight. And that flashlight has batteries. Sometimes you unscrew the back of the flashlight, and you can pour out the batteries that make the light turn on. Now, as long as you have this light, and as long as you have the batteries, you're good to go, right? You can see, you can turn the flashlight on and off, but if those batteries lose their power, is it going to do any good? No. If you don't have batteries, you will not be able to see with a flashlight. If you don't have oil in the lamp, then you will not be able to light the fire to be able to see. I think of a young man in Alabama. He was 18 years old, and he decided he was going to go caving. There's lots of caves in Alabama. So he went, and he grabbed his flashlight, and he went into the cave. And he was exploring, and it was about 2 miles of underground tunnels. And he was exploring and really enjoying the cave. But when you're down underground inside a cave, there is no light. And pretty soon, his flashlight batteries gave out. Oh no, he was in trouble. He did not have the power to be able to turn on the flashlight and see. He still had the flashlight. It was still there, but he couldn't see with it. So you know what? They ended up having to call search and rescue, and search and rescue had to go in, and they were able to rescue him. There's a lot more to understanding this parable. What is that meaning of the lamps? What's the meaning of flashlights and batteries? Well, let's look at Psalm 119, verse 105. Psalm is in the middle of the Bible, and it's the biggest book in the Bible. It has 150 chapters. So if you close your Bible, and then you find the middle, and open right in the middle, you should be really close to Psalm. I opened to Isaiah, so I got to go back towards the front a little bit to get to Psalm, Proverbs, Isaiah. So when you find Psalm, then we're going to find chapter 119. Now, you might need to pause this recording, and that's okay. Just pause the recording, find Psalm 119, verse 105, and then you can press play again. Psalm 119, it's kind of towards the back of Psalm. And then you're going to look down all those little tiny verses, and you're going to find 105. If you need a mom or a dad or grandpa, grandma to help you find that, that is totally great. Go ahead and find Psalm 119, verse 105. And you might know this verse. So let's see. Let's read it together.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalms 119, verse 105.
David says, your what? Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Okay. So, Jesus' word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. What do you think is Jesus' word? It's the Bible. Jesus' words are in the Bible, and he gave us the Bible as a message or a letter or an email or a text to us so that we can understand what he wants us to know. So when we read the Bible, when we open up his Bible, when we read it, guess what's going to happen? It's going to help us to know and to understand. But just like we have a flashlight that can help us see, if we don't put in those batteries, we're not going to be able to see. It won't work. If we don't ask for God's Holy Spirit to be like those batteries, to help us and give us power to see and to understand, we will not understand what's in the Bible. That's why it's so important that before we read the Bible, that we always ask Jesus for his Spirit. Because we can read the Bible and not understand anything of what we read. Or we can read the Bible and come to a different understanding than what God wants for us. God's Spirit, his Holy Spirit, is just like that oil that keeps the fire burning so you can see. God's Spirit is just like those batteries that make it so that the flashlight will turn on and you can have light in the darkness. So God's Word is that lamp, and the Holy Spirit is the oil. We have a lamp in our lives. It's God's Word. It is going to protect us from Satan. Now I want you to flip back a couple pages to Psalm 119, verse 11. Psalm 119, verse 11, here's what it says. Your word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. That's why we want to learn our memory verses. That's why we want to study his word each and every day so that we can understand and know more of what Jesus wants us to do. So now as we close, let's pray and thank God for his word and ask him to help us to better understand what he wants us to know. Dear Lord, come into our hearts. Thank you for the Bible, that it is like a flashlight for us. It is like a lamp for us. It gives us direction in this dark world so that we know where to go. Please help us to never treat our Bibles roughly or with disrespect, but to treasure them always. Amen. All right, we have our memory verse song. Here we go. We are memorizing. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Matthew 25:13. Jesus wants us to watch, and I want to watch. Don't you?
Matthew 25:13.
Material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.